USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting ICE Director Matt Albence is testifying during a House hearing on Thursday where he spoke about the ongoing issues at the southern border. Albence says the agency is being stretched too thin and unable to effectively do their job.
Due to its very limited detention capacity, ICE must generally reserve its detention space for those who require congressionally mandated detention, along with those who pose a national security, public safety, or flight risk. However, based on increased enforcement activity on the border, additional ICE detention capacity and transportation funding is urgently needed.
The House passed a massive $2.7 trillion two-year budget deal that boosts Pentagon and domestic spending and a win for Speaker Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. The deal also suspends the debt ceiling into 2021 and now goes to the Senate, where it's easily expected to pass next week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department says around 206,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That was down about 10,000 from the 216,000 the previous week. Most economists were expecting the latest number to come in a little higher than it did, at about 219,000. The biggest jump in claims in Texas, California, and Georgia. Biggest declines in Michigan, New Jersey, and Illinois. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon is rolling out the red carpet for new Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
Your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility.
During the full honors ceremony outside the Pentagon today, President Trump praised the devotion, strength, and courage of the U.S. Armed Forces. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Costa Rican authorities are investigating another death from apparent methanol poisoning stemming from contaminated alcohol. The Ministry of Health says this is the 20th death linked to suspected alcohol contamination. They also confirmed that 41 people have been sickened by bad booze. A new study has followed thousands of Canadian teenagers for several years, tracking associations between screen time use and depression. Now, that study found that there was a rise in symptoms of depression that was associated with increased uses of social media and TV viewing. Now, as far as how much screen time is too much screen time, I had a chance to catch up with Professor Julie Miner. She's a professor of global and community health at George Mason University, and she reminds us that all screen time is not equal.
There are, if a kid is creating content versus just sort of passively consuming it, that's not the same thing. If my kid is Skyping with classmates on a group project, or they're all working together on a Google Doc, like, that's not the same thing as, like, mindlessly scrolling Instagram. So it's important that we get a sense of teasing out what's sort of recreational use versus what's required use or communicative work, or what's something that's a hobby but a meaningful hobby. Like, maybe they're using it to learn how to play the ukulele. To me, that's a good use of time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.